and with him a crowd of at least 100 people, who stare and talk and shout and point at Mowgli, who thinks they have no manners. He throws back his long hair and frowns at the crowd.
"What is there to be afraid of?" asks the priest. "Look at the marks on his arms and legs. They are the bites of wolves."
Of course, when they played together, the cubs often bit him harder than they intended. But Mowgli wouldn't call these bites.
"Poor child," say some women in the crowd. "He's a handsome boy, Messua. He looks very much like your boy."
Messua, the wife of the richest villager in the place, looks at the boy. "A tiger took her son away some time ago."
"You are right. He looks like my boy. He is thinner, but he has the very look of my boy."
The priest is a clever man, and he knows Mowgli would get all he needed with this family. So he looks up at the sky for a minute and says,
"The jungle has given us the boy back. Take him into your house, my sister."
Mowgli looks at them and thinks to himself, "I am a man. I must become a man." The woman takes the boy home and gives him a cup of milk and some bread. She looks into his eyes, thinking he might be her real son, Nathu. Mowgli is uneasy. Being under a roof is new to him. He doesn't understand the woman. Then he realizes people would feel the same in the jungle, so he must learn to speak their talk. He learns many words before dark. In the evening, he finds it difficult to sleep inside the hut. He goes to sleep on the grass. Then all of a sudden, a grey nose pokes him under the chin.
"Shh," says Grey Brother.